Well, hello there. I am just getting my voice back after having a head cold for the better part of last week, which actually caused us to have to postpone our MFM play date another day, but it finally happened yesterday, and as a result, today I've been mostly comatose, you might say. Yeah, it's been a delightful day of just kind of thinking about all the fun things that happened. So I thought I would tell you a little bit about it. So the guy that we played with is a few years older than us. He lives right nearby. And so we wound up meeting at a hotel, which happens to be right across the street from the hotel where my husband and I spent our wedding night. So I thought that was really funny and appropriate because we have crossed a pretty big street as of yesterday in our exploration of non-monogamy. So we arrived at the hotel and our friend got there not too long after we did. It was about 11 in the morning and we had the room from 10 in the morning until 5 p.m. So we brought with us some toys. Actually, my husband was very sweet. We'd been talking about finally getting a magic wand, and so he bought one and also a set of wrist and ankle restraints, leather cuffs that were lined with faux fur, which we had already tried the day before, even though I had had a pretty bad cold, and took the day off work on Friday, a sick day. I was still pretty horny thinking about what was gonna happen the next day, so we wound up fucking twice, which was super fun. But as my husband found out yesterday, that had an impact on his ability to come. So luckily, our friend had been solo all week because his wife was traveling, so he hadn't been fucking anyone, and so he saved a lot of loads for me. Four, to be exact. Imagine four loads of cum on my belly. On my tits, scooping some up in my mouth, tasting it. I think after I tasted it, I actually wound up kissing my husband. And that's pretty much the closest that these two guys wanted to get to each other. All the more a attention was focused on me. So that was fun. I have no idea how this recording is going to turn out, because when I lose my voice, I kind of sound like Marge Simpson. So sorry if I'm not the usual sexy VA that you guys are used to listening to. And I will tell you that right now, I put some lube on my hands. I am sliding some fingers right into my pussy. And I'm getting ready to fuck my big dildo while I talk to you about my experience yesterday. So, yeah, so our friend came, and he brought a Bluetooth speaker, which was actually great because I had put together a playlist, but the room didn't have a speaker, so that was kind of perfect. And he brought some kind of like nipple toy, but I don't know, I kind of wasn't into it, so we didn't really look at it. He brought a candle to play with hot wax, which I would have been into, except we were in a hotel room and I didn't want the sprinkler system going off. So we'll have to leave that for a time when we're playing at home, I guess. He brought a cooler with drinks. He brought a flogger, really nice leather one. He brought his super positive, friendly, inclusive energy, which was probably the biggest turn on of all, is that he has had experience with threesomes and just, you know, group situations. So he was really a lovely person to spend this kind of time with. We all got on really, really well. We had met him once before for coffee and had a really nice conversation, so we felt at ease. And I greeted him at the door and gave him a deep kiss with a lot of tongue. I was wearing a sleeveless black dress, and underneath I had a new bra and panties set, which both guys really enjoyed, but mostly I enjoyed taking them off. Well, I enjoyed them taking them off me. I, at some point, said that I kind of felt like a vacuum cleaner that was sucking up all of the pleasure in the universe, because that is how I felt. And that is how I felt for the 4 hours that we wound up spending together. I didn't anticipate it was gonna last that long, but we just didn't really wanna stop. Obviously, we took breaks and we had snacks. I brought some figs, which are like the most pussy-like fruit, right? When you bite into a fig. Fuck. Yeah. So we had some figs and grapes and some trail mix. And we just felt really, really comfortable with each other. It was kind of magical to create this space with two other people where the main event was just exploring my pleasure. My pleasure was paramount. It was the most important thing in the room, it felt like. And I mean, they really enjoyed me. I've gotten a lot of good feedback lately about my blowjob technique. And I swear I probably spent like a combined total of an hour, if not more, sucking their cocks. So delicious. Oh, fuck. I do love to get my lips around a cock. Having two to play with was just mind-blowing and fun. So, so to start things off, I had my husband put the, well, they actually, they both put the restraints on my wrists and ankles, and the four cuffs can lock together, so they locked them together and explored me, and I had my head hanging off the edge of the bed so I could take our friend's cock deep into my mouth and my throat, and that was fucking hot. And while I was doing that, my husband was licking, fingering my pussy. And then they both spent a long time worshipping my breasts, sucking them hard. I felt just so powerful. I felt like this powerful sex goddess. It was just fucking amazing. Yeah, and then, I got fucked a number of times. Yeah, our friend's is very muscular, and having him on top of me, driving into me while looking into my eyes really intensely. While my husband was looking on, watching, stroking his cock, and not feeling even the slightest bit jealous. Just no jealousy at all, just pleasure at watching me take another cock. I'm taking it right now. Oh fuck. Oh my god. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh fuck yeah. Sorry, I have to be quiet like usual. I've got people around, but fuck, I just no, I need to come again. Oh, fuck. Can you hear my wet pussy? You hear that thick dildo driving? Oh, I forgot to get the magic wand. I was gonna run that over my clit. Oh, I'll have to play with that another time for. for you. So, after I was in the restraints for a while, I asked for a break because, yeah, I was getting a little. I'm very flexible. My joints are kind of hypermobile, so it wasn't like it was difficult to be sort of contorted, but I wanted something different. And so I took a little break, and then we had a surprise for our friend because we had taken this rope bondage class over the summer. And so we had practiced getting a body harness on me. And yeah, we practiced it a couple times the day before our threesome. And yeah, so it really, really turned him on. He took really gorgeous photos of us in the mirror with me and the rope harness. And I just love everything about the rope. And I'm wearing this harness. The rope goes right between my legs, and I feel it rubbing against my clit. And that's just so fucking hot. Yeah, but also, you can use that rope harness to pull someone into any position you would like. Or, let's say you're penetrating them from behind, you could use that to help pull them closer and closer into you. Yeah, really fuck them deep and hard. And I was getting flogged with that beautiful flogger that our friend brought, and he also spanked me, and a couple times spanked hard enough to leave handprints, so we got some photos of those. So, all in all, I would say my first threesome was a 10 out of 10. It was perfect. It was loving and friendly and kinky and so hot and so full of promise of more pleasure to come. So in other news, my husband and I are meeting another guy this Thursday night, so we'll see what that's about. And I connected last week with a woman, actually a couple. They're both not from the US, but they live in our city. And she is bi, and she's fucking gorgeous. I mean, just a knockout. And he is really muscular, and he has a fucking python between his legs. So I'm a little intimidated, but also very intrigued. So I'm hoping that that might turn into something too. Because I've done a lot of cocksucking in the past couple months, but I still have not had a chance to eat pussy. and it's just getting to be something I really, really need. I need to know, I need to learn. And lately, I've been developing a fantasy of finding a female Dom who can teach me the way of being a sub and being with women, but also as a means for me to acquire more tools to use in my developing skills as a Dom. I think it's important for me to experience submission. So I'm gonna see how I might be able to pursue that. What else? I signed up randomly for a class on deep throating. So, hoping to learn some more techniques there, how to relax my gag reflex so I can really, really get my face fucked, because I did a bit of that yesterday. But my stomach was not completely empty, so I did not want to risk any reversals. So that, in a nutshell, is what I've been up to. I hope this very, very quiet growl that I've been using to speak to you is going to be at least somewhat intelligible. And I hope you're having or had a really nice Sunday. And I'd love to know what you thought of my account. I will talk to you soon.